Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas. 1 in 300 million. The odds of a daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland, spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts. 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 7 Grammy Awards. 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records. 1 in 800,000. The odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism. 1 in 68. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. Take one.
Behold the angry giant.
Try it again, Alberto.
Behold the angry giant.
Perfect. Good luck tonight.
Behold the angry giant.
Yay! Read me another one, Dad.
This is WWE superstar Alberto Del Rio. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We're the sports bettor's best friend.
Your edge over the sports books.
You've got 1300 The Bet. Baltimore's home for wagertainment.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today here on Westwood One Sports. It is You Better You Bet presented by BetMGM. Coming up in about 25 minutes, somebody's getting called out on something they said, and perhaps they are not able to cash these checks that might come due. I'll tell you exactly what the issue is in about 25 minutes. Bob Nightingale, top of the hour, to talk about the back and forth between Major League Baseball owners and players. Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell, 1 hour from now, to talk about Spurs Thunder Game 7 tomorrow night. This segment, though, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting small businesses with affordable coverage options. Get a quote today at progressivecommercial.com. And OTAs are underway all over the NFL. 32 teams getting together, really, in large part for the first time this spring. Mandatory mini camps happening in some spots as well over the next couple of weeks. And then training camp about 2 months away in most spots around the NFL. Who better to talk to about this time of year and what it means for these teams than the man, the myth, the legend himself, ESPN NFL analyst Herm Edwards joins us on Westwood One Sports. Good morning, Herm. How are you?
I'm well. You mentioned obviously the OTA sessions that the that are involved right now for coaches as well as players. I think it's a good peek at kind of the guys that you drafted, some of the guys you signed in free agency, trying to build your team. So this is a interesting part of the season because now you actually get to go on the grass and try to implement these guys into your system. And you find out a lot about, you know, who they are.
What do you take of the fact that Patrick Mahomes is out there, maybe not going full speed, but he's out there. He's taking snaps. He's a part of this. And that they still feel good, it sounds like, in Kansas City, Herm, that he's on target for week one.
That doesn't surprise me. If you know Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he's one of those guys that if you had a Sandlot football game, he'd say, let me go play. I'll play quarterback. You know, he likes playing football. And I think what most people don't realize, when you get injured and you miss, you know, time of playing and competing, you really, when you sit back and watch it, I mean, you hunger for it. You realize, you know what? This ain't me. I need to be out there with my guys, you know. And so I think he knows that anytime he comes to practice, especially in sessions like this. I mean, obviously, if you're another player on that team, if Patrick Mahomes is there, now I think you better show up.
Herm Edwards with us on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Do you think they did enough this offseason, Herm, to address the receiving room? Because they had to know there would be something coming at some point with Rashee Rice's off-field issues, knowing that that was still to come. They do have Xavier Worthy in the fold, but you've got Travis Kelce no closer to the beginning of the career, closer to the end of his career. And I look at the Chiefs, I don't know what you think, as similar to, say, the Ravens or the Bills, in that they could do more still for those receiving rooms, and why shouldn't they be involved in this A.J. Brown conversation?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the name. I mean, you got to be able to handle it, you know, if you go in that direction. But you're right. I mean, he's a terrific player, and generally – when you get him his first couple years, when he's coming from somewhere else, he's pretty good. He just fits right in. But then it seems like time wears on, and obviously things don't work out. And so, you know, he's left his mark in Philly as an outstanding player, but it's gotten to the point in Philadelphia where it's a little bit too much to manage when, you know, you got a guy that, takes a lot of air out of the room, you know, and that's not good. And so I think it's time for him to move on. He probably feels that way. And Kansas City would be a good spot. I mean, Andy can handle it. And look, and he's going to play with Patrick Mahomes. He'd be excited about playing with him. I mean, if that's where it goes, that would be a big addition to the receiver room.
What about those other teams I mentioned, Herm? Like, I look at Baltimore. I know they've got a rookie head coach in Jesse Minner, but you've got Lamar Jackson. When he's on, he's an MVP candidate. Same in Buffalo with Josh Allen, who's still at the peak of his powers, and they're in a Super Bowl window, or at least they should consider themselves in a Super Bowl window. And I know they went out and got DJ Moore this offseason, but those are teams that I look at and say, I get all you're saying about the off-the-field issues that can crop up with A.J. Brown down the line. But when you're in a Super Bowl window, you kind of go all in on now, don't you?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, that's what I said. You can handle it because he'd be on good behavior going somewhere else. You know, he's going to do that. I mean, it's not so much off the field. It's during the course of the game. You know, I mean, just managing that. But I think he'd be a good guy to get. You get him, he comes with a clean slate. He's excited about being there. You mentioned the Ravens. And I've said this numerous times. I've been on air, you know, we've talked these same situations, is that when I look at Baltimore now, this is all on Lamar Jackson. This is Lamar. They got rid of a coach that's a really good football coach. So it's on you. You need to play good, because if not, he's going to be the next one they get out of there. It's going to be Lamar Jackson. That he never reached his potential, right? That's going to be the story. I already see it coming. It's going to be the headline. Lamar Jackson played all these years in Baltimore, had these great defenses, had all these things. Coach got fired, you know, went somewhere else. His team now. So, okay, you got to go, Lamar. You got to line up and you got to go.
What would you say, Herm, to him? Like, I'm going to put you back in the head coach's shoes for just a couple minutes. Sure. And I know a lot of places it's not the head coach's job to have this conversation, especially a rookie head coach like Jesse Minner, right? But Lamar says all the right things. He loves the city of Baltimore, loves the organization, but he can't figure out how to get this extension done. And if you're Jesse Minner especially, I got to think, man, I wouldn't mind hitching my wagon to Lamar. Like I said, when he's healthy, he's MVP caliber. How would you pull him aside and have this conversation right now about, hey, I know you got to handle this. We need you locked in. We need you as the guy here for the next few years so that we can pay off on this potential together.
Yeah, I mean, and I think if you're Lamar, you get a new coach. You get a guy that might do some things a little bit different. You're going to bring him in the room and say, look, if there's anything you could change, what are the things I need to know? And have a conversation about that. Have a conversation. Does this offense fit what you want to do? That's the first thing you got to talk to them about. How can we improve this football team? You got to let him have some ownership in this so that he understands, look, you can get ownership in this now. It's me and you. We're tied together right now, and it's an open book. What can we do better? Where have we failed as an organization in your eyes? You've been here. You've been the quarterback. What can we do? And that's the conversation. So he got to have some ownership in it, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, this is what we're going to do. This how you look at it? Okay, I'll do this. I'll adjust that. I'll do this. So he feels like, oh, okay, the coach came in. It's not his way. It's going to be our way. Because he knows the team better than anybody, Lamar Jackson. He knows the players. I would talk to him about players, too. You know, that's the first thing I talk to him about. Tell me about the guys. Right? I mean, those are the conversations you got to have with a guy like Lamar.
The great Herm Edwards with us here, ESPN NFL analyst on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Costos today here on You Better You Bet. Herm, you've been in locker rooms for... I'm not trying to age you here, but you've been in locker rooms for a long time. And every locker room, every locker room you've been in has had people from different walks of life. So how do you, whether you're go back to your days as a player, your days as a head coach, how do you handle a situation like what we saw with the Giants this weekend between Jackson Dart and Abdul Carter? And how do you keep that from generating friction and fractures in the locker room?
Well, you know, if you're the head coach and you're Harbaugh to do this, he'll call both guys in and make them sit and talk this thing through and go, look, you guys are two of the leaders of this team at the end of the day. And how we communicate and how, look, you don't have to, you know, when practice is over with, go out and have a beer with everybody on the team. But you got to respect each other as professional football players. You know, because this is your profession. And so Coach Harbaugh will talk to them about that, about being a pro. You know, I've always said, you know, it's learn how to – the greatest thing I learned when I was a rookie coming in the league, I had the opportunity every day – and this is when, you know, we had six preseason games. There was only 14 regular season games. So you were in training camp for about 2 months. I walked to practice every day – with Roman Gabriel. He was the backup quarterback. And after the first practice, he walked up to me and says, hey, you're going to walk with me to practice every day, and I'm going to talk to you about being a pro. I'm going to just talk to you about being a pro. I'm not going to tell you, you know, how to play, do your job. You're a good player. I want to talk to you about being a professional football player. It was enlightening. It was like, wow, okay. And that's what the conversation has to be. In the locker room. Hey, we don't have to go out with each other, but we got to respect each other because without each other, we can't win, guys. And, you know, we got a good football team, and they do. The Giants have a good football team, but they got to figure that one out.
Herm Edwards with us here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. This is a good example of something that I think maybe has been caught up in a different narrative over the last couple of years. There are a lot of people in the Steelers organization, including players and coaches, who think that Aaron Rodgers has actually been a very good leader in that room. You hear guys all the way up to T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward talk about it. And now they have a couple of young quarterbacks on that roster. And you've got not just Mike McCarthy and his quarterback school that he calls it, trying to bring them along as quarterbacks, but also they get to kind of sit and learn, like you just talked about doing with Roman Gabriel. They get to sit and learn from a guy who's actually played the position, though, even if he's at the tail end of his career in Aaron Rodgers, Drew Aller, and Will Howard. When you look at both of those guys in Pittsburgh, Herm, can they become top of the line NFL starting quarterbacks? Is there enough room for them to grow to become the Pittsburgh Steelers starting quarterback when Aaron Rodgers is gone in 2027?
I don't know that, and I don't know if Mike knows that. This is why Aaron Rodgers is back, right? There's a reason that he came back. Now, some of it has to do with Mike, and he feels like, you know, I got a coach that understands, you know, how I like plays called in certain situations. We got a pretty good football team here. It's a division where when you look at the division, you almost kind of – you laugh at it and you go, let me get this right. we won the division with a 9-7 record, right? And so obviously this division was down last year. Cincinnati with Joe Burrow's getting hurt, and obviously the Ravens situation. So, and Cleveland, they got to figure that thing out, and hopefully they do sooner or later. So I think if you're one of them young quarterbacks, you're sitting there and, you know, you don't, I don't know if they have Aaron Rodgers' talent. You know, Aaron Rodgers is 40 plus years old and he's still playing and he's still got a live arm, but they shouldn't have to, they're not trying to compare themselves to Aaron Rodgers, obviously. Because they're not Aaron Rodgers. They don't have to be, but they're with a coach and a player that they've been together a long time, boy. I mean, a long time. So they know each other very well. And what they can learn from that, you know, that will help them. But the true test is this, as we know, especially the quarterback position, it's what you do on the field. It's the hardest position to play in sports. It really is. And when you think about it, you know, you're talking about Pittsburgh, but let me ask you this question. There's 32 teams in the league. How many teams have a franchise quarterback? A guy that they can say, this is our guy for the next 10 years. You just said it. Yeah, right. That's right.
Half a dozen, maybe.
But that's what I'm saying. And I say it every year. I said, guys, there's not 32 franchise quarterbacks. There's never been in the history of the National Football League. And if you got one, you smile because you go, ooh. I'm on a 10-year run if I can keep him up. I got 10 years in my back pocket with this guy. And then you know it. And you know what else? Who knows it? The players know it. The players know it. And so, you know, you go, we got a shot. Now, if you don't and you're always grooming another young quarterback, you're hoping that maybe we find a guy. But think about the Pittsburgh Steelers. They had Terry Bradshaw, Big Ben. Then they stumbled around, and then they got Aaron Rodgers. But think of all the other quarterbacks that have come through there. I played against Bradshaw. That Super Bowl era. Them dudes were really good. And then they had Big Ben. And then after that, it's kind of been, we're looking for this quarterback. Right?
It's like wandering through a desert looking for water. Like you said, if you don't have it, that's all you're looking for, and that's all you can think about is that quarterback.
And on Saturday night, when you go to bed before the game as a coach, you're tossing and turning.
You're thirsty.
You're going, oh boy. when you got a good quarterback, you go to sleep right away. You just sleep, boy, it's a pleasant sleep. You can't wait till tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you, one of the guys that pops into my head, Herm, when we talk about guys who maybe could be that franchise quarterback, that have had good starts to the early parts of their career, but we're still not sure. I see one in each conference. I see C.J. Stroud in the AFC. I see Jaden Daniels in the NFC. And look, Jaden's issues were more with injuries last year. C.J.'s had issues with finding the same level of play since his rookie year. When you look at those two guys, are they going to join that upper echelon, that elite level of franchise quarterbacks? I know both of them are viewed right now as, you know, I would think both organizations look at those quarterbacks and say, we're 80% there on the answer being yes, that this guy is our guy. But the Texans aren't afforded the luxury of time anymore. They've got to extend C.J. Stroud. And the Commanders, Jaden Daniels has got to be their guy. He took him to an NFC championship game. How do you look at each of those guys?
Well, you know, I'm kind of biased when it comes to Jaden Daniels, right? So... But, you know, because he played for me. I started him as a freshman. Mm-hmm. And all the coaches looked at me like I was crazy. They said, what are you doing? I said, guys, what do you mean what I'm doing? He's the best player. He's going to play. That's how it works with me. The best player is playing. I don't care about freshman, sophomore, rookie. I don't care about all that stuff. Who's the best player? He's the best player. Let him play. Yeah, if Jaden stays healthy. And, and in college, be quite honest, he wasn't hurt. I mean, he was always available. So a lot of people are, you know, hey, he's always hurt. I'm, no, he's not. But they're legit with him. And Stroud, I think, you know, what he has going for him is that he plays with one of the best defenses in football. And that's always a good thing when you're a quarterback, because you don't have the pressure of saying, you know, every time I possess the ball, I got to score some points. You don't when you got a great defense. I mean, you can go you know, you can go two or three possessions and don't score, and you're fine. You're still in the game because the defense keeps you in the game. Now, how will he – can he continue to improve and all of a sudden give this defense a lead? Let the defense start playing with a lead, because then it becomes even more beneficial to him and the organization. So I still want to see CJ. I mean, you see some glimpses, you know, and then you see some like, wait a minute. Decision-making, obviously. Talent-wise, you know, that's all there. And it becomes, at the end of the day, with the quarterback, the decisions you make in big moments, you know. And then the big moments, are you the guy? Because that's what it means. The big throw on third down, in the red zone. You know, I mean, all those, the little things matter as far as the big things, you know, is like the situations. Can you handle it? I want to see him do that.
Herm, great stuff, man. I could sit here and talk to you all day, but I don't want to take up the rest of your morning. Appreciate your insight. Appreciate you taking the time, and we'll catch up again soon. Thank you again.
Thank you, my friend.
Herm Edwards, ESPN NFL analyst, of course, played in the league, coached in the league, knows ball. And I think I'm right there with him. How many franchise quarterbacks are there really in the NFL right now? Bill and Kenny are arguing about it right now off air in the chat. I mean, half a dozen, maybe? Coming up next here on Westwood One Sports, Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos on You Better You Bet. Somebody gets called out on their BS. That's next here on Westwood One Sports.
The Vegas Golden Knights are in the Stanley Cup Final for the third time in their 9-year history. Will it be Carolina or Montreal that stands between a return to Sin City for Lord Stanley's Cup? Westwood One Sports.
Power your drive with Mobil 1 Motor Oil. Buy 5 quarts, get $15 back, and score a fast and furious prize after rebate at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Empower.
Pete's back on the links with all new golf clubs and hopefully less swearing.
Dang, sliced it.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money so he can be a little bad.
Heads up!
Oof. Talent sold separately.
Guy said these were slice proof.
At least he has money for lessons. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more information. Visa, worldwide partner of FIFA World Cup 26.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automation.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.